Just how much will it cost? I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden says billions of dollars in student loan forgiveness won't add to inflation, but critics disagree, and the price tag is also being debated.
The White House says student loan relief will cost $240 billion, but experts say it could cost twice that. The big brains at Penn Wharton say it could cost four times that, $1 trillion.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Resources are being stretched thin in New York City as more and more migrants arrive by bus from Texas. New York, which has positioned itself as a sanctuary city, is housing the migrants in 14 hotels. Buses with migrants have also been pulling into Washington, D.C. Former President Trump has again lashed out at the Justice Department, calling the search of his Florida home a witch hunt. Yesterday, the affidavit used to justify the search was released, but much of it was blacked out. We did learn that classified materials taken from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year led authorities to believe that more sensitive documents could be found there.
A preliminary review of the 15 boxes indicated that they contained newspapers, magazines, printed news articles, photos, miscellaneous printouts, notes, presidential correspondence, personal and post-presidential records, and a lot of classified records. Of most significant concern was that highly classified records were unfoldered, intermixed with other records, and otherwise improperly identified.
Reporter Nicole Insalata with WSVN in Miami. At the Vatican.
Ravvivato con una preghiera semplice, una preghiera fatta in casa.
Pope Francis presiding over a ceremony creating 20 new cardinals. The group includes one bishop from the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Most of us have noticed our grocery bills getting higher, but how about the electric bill?
New data indicates a staggering number of American households are behind on making utility payments, mainly due to soaring energy costs. This sparking fears that mass power shutoffs are on the horizon. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association says the numbers are historic, and that the amount owed utility companies is around $16 billion. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The slowdown in the housing market is trickling down to small businesses that focus on home renovations. Many property owners are opting for scaled-down projects that cost less. After their lobster boat sank in waters off Boston, a father and son hung on for dear life to one of the only things left floating.
The call was for a boat taking on water, but it was mostly submerged 9 miles from the coast when officers from the Boston Police Department's Harbor Unit arrived, including Garrett Boyle, who says what appeared to be a lobster trap floating turned out to be a cooler.
As we got close, we saw about two heads sticking just above water level, hanging on to the blue cooler.
The younger man asking them to help his 76-year-old father first. Rescues captured on body cam footage.
Take your time. You're good.
Take your time.
They said the boat's hull was punctured on rocks after the engine failed. Officer Stephen Merrick later telling reporters,
"You could see the fear in their face. They were cold. They looked very tired and weak. They were really struggling to keep their head above the water."
Both men treated for minor injuries. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All 85 people aboard a ferry in the Philippines were safely rescued after the vessel caught fire. Many of the panicked passengers jumped in the water. They were saved by the Coast Guard and tugboats. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.